525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? Whitney who? Beyonce where? Adele, girl, you better hide because, yeah, okay, these vocals. Yeah, no, they're not that good. They're not that good. You would not even tell that I took choir for most of my school years, all the way from elementary school. Off key, off tune, just off, just completely off. But you're welcome. Excuse me for my bad singing, but it just felt right for today's episode, which is all about the seasons of life. Seasons of love, joy, hardship, and those in-between seasons where things are actually pretty good. As the leaves start to change colors and the weather starts to slowly drop just a little bit in temperature, and the sun is setting so much earlier. Not my favorite part, but I couldn't help and reflect on the different seasons of our lives. Because after all, the one constant in life is change.
It was official. A new season had begun. After all, seasons change.
There's this great Bible verse that says, "There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plan and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh." I love this. And how long we're in these seasons really depends on each one of us. The great motivational speaker Jim Rohn said, "We can't change the seasons, but we can change ourselves." So instead of running from change or fearing change or dreading change, why don't we embrace it? The great Jim Rohn also said, "For things to change, you have to change." So let's get into these different seasons of our lives so we can learn to embrace them and thrive in them. Let's start with the season that I find myself in right now, autumn or fall for the layman. It's often characterized as a season of transition, letting go, and reflection. It's about reassessing where you are and what you want next. It can involve changing jobs, moving away from a familiar place, or even experiencing changes in relationships. This season is often associated with nostalgia or a loss as you prepare for what's next. Like I said, I am currently in a season of transition as we speak. Andre, my cat Dexter, and I are going to be moving from Philly back to our home state of New Jersey.
GTL, baby. Gym tan laundry.
I'm so excited. Surprise, I got a job and I'm going to be starting it in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be an interesting transition, basically having to make a name for myself all over again in a different place. But you know what? Such is life. Taking a chance and moving to a completely different state, we're all in hopes of creating a new season of change and discovery. I just didn't realize that this change and discovery would come in the form of a layoff and an existential crisis. So then I found myself in a season of what the fuck? Who the fuck am I? What the fuck do I want? What the fuck is next? I did know that the next step to take in order to come back to myself was to move back to New Jersey. Sorry, Philly, it's been real, but I gotta go back home. After 525,600 minutes, it's time to go. This is also a time of nostalgia. Honestly, you guys, I'm grieving a life that I thought I would have, a life that I meticulously planned out literally a year ago. A year ago, Andre and I paid off our student loans at 29. Hello, brah. And, you know, I had all these plans. We wanted to buy a house at this time. We wanted to start planning our future together. And I've learned to let that go. All these things are going to come. They're just going to come a year later than I had planned them to. And that's okay. I'm learning to see it not as failure, but as a lesson. And you better believe I am not making the same mistakes again. What did George Bush say?
Fool me once. Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Yeah. Something like that. Maybe you're in a time of transition right now, planning your next career move, planning how to spend more time with family, reassessing your finances, getting ready for that big trip next year, thinking about buying a home and getting your finances together. Whatever it is, embrace it. So I put together some questions that you can ask yourself in this time of transition and reflection. The first one is, what am I holding on to that no longer serves me? Y'all know I love it to let go of things that don't serve me, okay? If you are not helping me out in my life right now, gone, out. Don't bother me. And so autumn is a time of letting go, like trees shedding leaves. Consider whether there are habits, beliefs, or relationships you've outgrown or that are holding you back. Reflect on emotional, mental, or physical baggage that may be keeping you stagnant. Letting go can create space for new opportunities. Listen, I think I'm probably a low-key hoarder, okay? There are so many that you guys only see this corner of, of my office for a reason. As soon as we start packing up and stuff, I'm going to be purging a lot of things. I got to be letting go of those old receipts I'm holding on to, or freaking something that I have in the back of the closet that I don't even use anymore. I got to let that go. And so I know that's pretty minimal, but in life, you got to look at the things that, you know, or relationships or people or whatever it is that you're holding on to that really are not helping you. If anything, they're dragging you down. Another question you can ask yourself is, who in my life supports me during this transition? Reflect on the people who are by your side and how you can lean on them during difficult times. Consider how relationships may change during transitional periods. This is so, so true. And I have like two amazing examples of this. I think as humans, we tend to think that, you know, we're the only ones going through changes or difficulties or, you know, seasons of life. But at the same time, we are, so are other people. So are other people in our lives. And for me, friendships are so important. I hold my friendships like on a freaking pedestal. I didn't start dating until like my early 20s, really, like seriously. I didn't really date in high school or much in college, like a handful in college. And so to me, friendships were everything to me. A couple years ago, a friend told me she no longer wanted to be my friend. And you know, that's her right. You don't have to continue being friends with a person if you don't feel like you have to. It was just, it was a difference of opinions that led to our downfall, really. I felt like I did nothing wrong, since the whole situation was not even about me. I'm not going to go into details, but you know, this person was in a season in their life where they were really reassessing friendships, and they assessed that the friendship with me just wasn't going to help them pursue whatever goal or whatever type of friendship they wanted. And that was okay with me because I wanted to be in a friendship where I could be my whole self and I didn't have to restrict myself. It took me a while to realize that she was in a different season in her life. She needed that space and I was glad to give it to her. And I was in a season of my life where I was like, I think we're fine. You know, we can totally talk this through and work this through. But if that's not for you, that's okay. And my life, I was good. You know, I was good with my friendships. We've been friends for over 10 years. If you're friends with me for over 10 years, you're doing something right. And so I was good. But for her, she needed that space. And therefore, it ended. It is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It hurt. It hurt really badly. A friendship breakup to me almost feels worse than a relationship breakup. Because that's somebody that you've told everything to, everything. They've seen you through all stages of your life. Oh my goodness. And I think as people, we need to understand that we will all change. As we grow and mature into our lives, we all change. This brings me to my next example, which is I had to realize that many of my friends were entering different seasons when they were getting married and when they were having kids. In these moments, I realized I had to take a step back. I couldn't expect my friends to show up as they used to because now they have new responsibilities in their lives. You know, if they're getting married, they want to nurture this relationship, this union that they've created. If they're having children, you know, most of their time is going to be dedicated to literally raising this human being. And so I saw, you see it. They spend less time with you. You know, maybe you don't hang out as much as you used to. Maybe they don't even, you know, tell you about things as much as they used to. But because their time is being occupied with this other thing. It's not intentional. It's not malicious. And it really took me a long time to realize that as somebody who has held friendships in such high regard, it was so hard for me to realize that no, it will not be the same, but maybe I can work with them in this new life to figure out how we can continue growing our friendship, being in each other's lives. It's not the end of it all. It was definitely tough, you know, but good friends will understand and work through it with you. It's kind of funny. We have to know when to let go of the good and the bad. Okay, I got a bunch more questions for you. Don't worry. What seeds have I planted and how are they growing? Reflecting on the past can help identify patterns, growth moments, or lessons. What recent challenges have shaped you and how can you apply those lessons moving forward? Hey, look at your girl. Getting laid off, but still starting a notary business, starting a podcast, you know, finding a new direction and still trying to figure it out. That's all right. What changes am I resisting and why? Y'all, this is my favorite. You never met a more stubborn person than me. Yeah. Yo, God hates to see me coming with a plan like A, B, C, all the way up to Z. And then, because that thing is going to be thrown out the window. Like, it doesn't matter how much I plan, how hard I plan. Life is going to do its own thing. What changes am I resisting and why? Transition often brings discomfort. Ask yourself whether you're resisting certain changes out of fear or uncertainty and how you can embrace those shifts more openly. Okay, next question. How can I better align my life with my current values and priorities? Transitions can help clarify what truly matters to you. Are your daily actions and choices in alignment with those priorities? Sometimes we think like, you know, when you start a gym regimen and you're like, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to do this. Da, 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 da. And then like 5 months pass and you've actually gained weight. Yeah, that's when you need to reflect and think, what have I been doing to actually reach these goals that I set for myself? And have I been doing it? Because if you're not putting in the work, then how do you expect the results? So this question is really asking like, is everything in your life aligning for what you want? You can't say you want one thing and then be doing something completely different that will not get you to that one thing that you want. Next question. What am I most grateful for in this season? Gratitude is everything, absolutely everything. Practicing gratitude helps ground you during times of change. What positive aspects of your life or personal growth are you appreciating right now? Sometimes we get so bogged down in all the bad that's going on that we forget all the good that's all around us. Maybe write out a list of all the things that you're grateful for. Okay. And the last question to ask you, and this is key. I'm serious. I know I keep saying everything else is key, but this is key. How am I nurturing my mind, body, and spirit during this transition? Autumn is a time of reflection and self-care. Are you taking care of yourself as you navigate change? What can you do to replenish your energy and well-being? Sometimes when life is lifing, we forget to take care of ourselves. That, you know, just eating garbage, not working out, not even meditating, not even like doing things to take care of yourself, getting a massage, you know, something. You can't do anything unless you take care of yourself. Your body is your temple. Your mind is your temple. You know, you got to take care of yourself if you want to achieve these big, audacious goals. Okay, the next season is winter. My nemesis, my number one foe. As an African, I hate the winter. I hate the cold. As a human in life, bruh, winters are tough. Winter is characterized as a time of rest, introspection, and hardships. It is hibernation time, okay? It is time to heal and reflect before moving forward. I got laid off during winter. Talk about perfect timing. And getting laid off just stirs up so many feelings of shame and confusion. And it really takes a lot of strength to realize that it's not your fault, you know? Getting laid off is tough. And I've shared that in ad nauseum. But one of my favorite quotes that helps me to keep going is that every setback is a setup for a comeback. There are all types of winters, like losing your job, getting your heart broken, when everything just seems to be going wrong. Grief is the deepest and darkest of winters. That's when you really have to search inside to find that strength to keep going. Listen, disappointments come. That's part of life. But how do you handle the winters of life? You can get stronger, you can get wiser, and you can get better. The winters won't change, but you can. Listen, at this point, I'm giving you all my best Jim Rohn quotes. Here's another one. Don't wish it was easier.
Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more wisdom.
Summer bodies are made in the winter, so let's pick up those weights. Here's some other ways that we can get through the winters besides getting a nice warm jacket. Embrace vulnerability. Allow yourself to feel. Being open about your emotions during tough times is essential. It's important to process feelings instead of burying them. Vulnerability creates space for healing and allows you to connect deeply with yourself and others. Sharing your experiences with trusted people can help lighten the emotional load and build a stronger support system. Some of us like to be strong because we think we're supposed to be strong. Let it go, babe. You don't need to be strong all the time. Find those people who you trust with your emotions and like just talk it out. I've talked about this also at ad nauseum, but I have my support system, the people, the friends, the family that I go to who just help me think through things. Help me like not overanalyze everything and the world's ending. If you have those people in your lives, that's who you hold on to. Okay, another one. Practice resilience through mindset shifts. This is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I love being in a rut. Like, I love to hold on to feeling bad or being in a bad mood or whatever it is. I know it sounds so bad, but it's like when I'm just not feeling good, I just don't want to feel good. Like, don't come up to me being like, oh, smile. Oh, life is going to get better. Oh, no, get out of my face, because I want to be in this rut. And so I started implementing this this thing that I do where it's like, you could take anywhere from 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30, an hour, a whole day if you need to feel whatever that emotion is that you're feeling. Like, really just cry it out, bawl it out, eat, you know, food to make yourself feel better, whatever it is, do all that. And then after that, come up with a solution, come up with a way forward. Because just dredging in being sad or mad or whatever it is, it's really not going to help you at the end of the day. It's just going to make the problem worse. So I'm all about feeling that emotion. I would never allow myself not to feel that. Then after that, let's get to it, right? So really, it's about changing how you view the situation. Recognize that these difficult moments are temporary and part of a larger cycle of growth. This perspective helps you see challenges as opportunities to learn and build inner strength. Focusing on gratitude helps shift your mindset to the positive. That's a good point. I think we talked about gratitude already. Even during tough times, it grounds you and highlights the small wins that often go unnoticed. Exactly. Reframe your brain to get stronger. I think the best analogy that I learned was that, you know, when you're in the gym lifting weights and stuff, well, when you're lifting weights, you're actually tearing your muscles. And the new muscles that come in are like, they're basically scars that help you build new muscle. So you gotta do some tearing to rebuild. Establish healthy habits and routines. Developing small, healthy routines gives you structure when everything else feels out of control. Routines like exercising, journaling, or practicing mindfulness can make a big difference in your emotional and mental health. I recently have been prioritizing sleeping as well as working out. Or even if I don't do like a whole workout, I at least go for a walk. Bleh. I love my evening walks. I put my headphones in, I put in an hour podcast, and I just go. It is absolutely amazing. And at the end of it, I usually walk like 3.5 miles, something like that. But it doesn't feel like it because it's just like, for me, that's relieving. Maybe for you, it's like setting a certain sleep schedule or journaling at the end of the day, or journaling just like when you have things on your mind to let it go. Maybe it's like nutrition that you want to like get better at, which I need to get better at meal prepping. I don't know if anyone has a good tip on how to successfully meal prep. Would love that. And my absolute favorite, I mentioned this in the solo in the other solo episode, celebrate the small wins. Y'all, I literally love celebrating the small wins. Like, I clean 3 dishes out of the, you know, sink that have been there for like 2 weeks. Bet. I just did something amazing. I played with Dexter outside. Awesome. This is fantastic. Like, you know, I put 3 major things on my to-do list and I try to tackle those. It's the small stuff, because the small stuff adds up. If you guys have ever heard of the compounding effect, it adds up and it's better than doing nothing. So really every step forward, no matter how small, is worth celebrating. Recognizing progress helps build momentum and reminds you of your strength, even in the darkest times. Okay, treat yourself. Treat yourself to some good. Oh yeah, that's what I did a couple weeks ago. Oh my gosh, I was just not feeling good. I was down in the dumps. I was having another existential crisis. And I was like, you know what? I'm going for a walk. And on this path that I usually take, there's a Froyo spot, like shout out 2012. But there's a Froyo spot that I stopped at. I got my Froyo and I finished my walk. It was fabulous. And it's just those like little small treats to yourself that that help you just keep going in these crazy, crazy winter times. The next example I'm going to give might be a bit disturbing to some. So you've been warned, but it's about somebody who faced the darkest of winters, but thought, you know what? Fuck that. I could do something about it. I'm talking about French woman Gisèle Pelicot. Maybe you guys might have heard her story. It's been kind of trending now more since September. Gisèle found out from police that from 2011 to 2020, her husband of 50 years, Dominique Pelicot, was drugging her and then inviting strangers into their room to sexually assault her. Dominique is believed to have orchestrated over 200 rapes with over 90 men. On Dominique's laptop, police found over 20,000 photographs and videos of men sexually assaulting her. Just vile, vile, vile. And Gisèle didn't even know, you guys. She only found out because police showed it to her. And now the rest of the world is seeing it in real time with her in the courtroom. Dominique got caught because someone reported him for taking photos up a woman's skirt in the grocery store. Just a vile human being. And so when this case came around, Gisèle said she had every right to stay quiet. But she said, oh, hell no. The world is going to know what my husband did. The world is going to know how other women are assaulted and hurt, and it's just ignored by a system that lets it happen. In her darkest moment, when she could have been ashamed or embarrassed or grieving the betrayal, and she has every right to feel these feelings, she decided to show the world that this could happen to you. She's putting a magnifying glass on rape culture that is widely ignored around the world. There have been protests in France and wide media coverage. I bring this up to show that in our darkest moments, we can choose which path we take. We can be our biggest advocate. We can change ourselves and the world. Babes, listen, the winter season, it doesn't last forever, but we can still learn and grow through it. It's always darkest before the dawn. Whew, that was a lot. I hate winter. On to spring, where the sun is blooming and Mother Nature is feeding everything, and it's a time of growth. It's characterized as a time of new beginnings, hope, and rejuvenation. This can be starting a new job, beginning a new relationship, getting into a new passion. It's all about planting seeds and embracing change. You know, I feel like I'm in autumn and spring at the same time. I'm in a time of transition and a time of like new beginnings. I'm starting a new job and I'm moving back to New Jersey. But also, I have a lot of business ideas percolating. I don't want to say too much, mainly because I like to create in silence, and also because some people can wish ill will on you. That's just life. So I'll let you guys know when the time is right, but just know that I am so excited. I am flexing an entrepreneurial muscle I didn't even know I had, you guys. And it's because I had the time during winter to be idle, to think, to reflect, to grieve, and then to say, what else is next? What else? What have I always wanted to do? And then in conversations with family and friends, I'm like, oh my gosh, all these business ideas started popping up in my head. So this next year is like so exciting. I'm so excited to like put a whole lot of this into play. And then I'll tell you guys about it when it happens. Some other examples of a spring season are beginning a new relationship and embracing new friendships or social circles. A new romantic relationship can feel like spring because it often brings excitement, discovery, and emotional growth. There's a sense of possibility and optimism as you explore new connections and build a relationship full of potential. And with friends, you've entered a new social scene, whether through work, a hobby, or moving to a new area. You're meeting people who align with your interests and values, and you feel a sense of belonging and excitement for developing these connections. Y'all, the relationships in our lives are so important. I hope you guys are able to nurture those, you know, wrap your arms around them, and just really be able to keep the ones that really do serve you. Another example of the spring season is reconnecting with a sense of purpose. Finding clarity in your personal purpose can be deeply rejuvenating. It often comes after a period of confusion or stagnation and leads to renewed focus and drive. This internal shift allows you to pursue goals that feel aligned to your true self. I feel like this episode is all about alignment and the things that serve you and the things that don't serve you. As soon as you find that out, I think like that just makes life so much easier. Instead of like trying to like freaking wedge a square peg into a circle, whatever, you know what I'm trying to say. Personal growth or self-discovery. A spring season of self-growth often follows a period of introspection or challenge. Reading my life. It's the moment when you feel more confident and open to new opportunities as personal breakthroughs translate into new energy and motivation. That's true. Spring encourages risk-taking, learning from mistakes, and cultivating optimism. It's a time to plant seeds of knowledge, empathy, and self-awareness that will grow throughout life. I love that. And then the final one, financial stability or growth. After years of debt or financial instability, you've reached a point where you're more secure. Perhaps you've paid off a major loan, received a promotion, or developed better financial habits, which we all need to do. You now feel lighter and ready to plan for future investments, vacations, or long-term goals. Gentrix back in October 2023 was in the spring, financial spring of her life. I had paid off my student loans. I said, deuces, Sally Mae, deuces, net, whatever, government loans. I'm done. I never felt so free. And in fact, Andre and I both paid off our student loans. So we are literally debt free. Like what? At 29, some people take this freaking debt to their grave. But I think I might do another video talking to you guys about how I did it, because it was very, like everything in my life is very meticulous, is very much planned out. Honestly, I thought I would pay it off by 35, but I was able to pay it off by 29. And it just, when you don't have to worry about like having to dump out a lot of money from your paycheck to your student loans, which you're only paying the freaking interest rate anyway, it's just like so liberating. You have money now to invest into other things. And it was also perfectly, which is why I laugh whenever I say God loves to see me come in with a plan, because my plan was then, you know, I paid off my student loans, I'll start saving up for a house now. Then I got laid off. So it's like no more income. Gotta figure out the next step. But I think it perfectly positioned me to be laid off. Can you imagine if I had student loans while I was not getting money in? I don't even know what I would do. That on top of all the other bills, I would crack under pressure. So I hope that you guys can find some type of financial stability in your life. It will bring so much liberation and freedom that you can actually devote more time and money into other parts of your life. I know some people are like, oh, money doesn't bring happiness. Yeah, it provides the things that bring happiness. You kidding me? Well, I don't have to worry about, oh, do I have enough money for grocery? Do I have enough money for gas? Do I have enough money for this, that? Yeah, I think it brings about a bunch of happiness. Needless to say, embrace the spring. Grow yourself, renew yourself, and embrace the cycle of life. Summer, summertime. It's summertime. Okay, I do not need to be bothering y'all with my horrible singing. On to my favorite season, summer. But summer is just a time of happiness, y'all. Oh my goodness. And I might be biased because I was born during the summer and it's basically my favorite season. But you can see the change in people's faces when you go outside. I remember when I worked in New York and it was summertime. Well, when it was wintertime in New York, you didn't want to talk to nobody and everybody was inside. Everyone just like head down trying to get to where they're trying to get to because the wind is biting at their face and it's just too cold outside and the snow is slippery. But when summer comes, I'm like, where'd all these people come from? Everyone's happy. You could see people's faces. You can actually approach somebody without it being probably difficult. Oh, people love summer. Even in the burbs. Kids are out of school. Kids are out playing. Wait, do kids nowadays still play outside? I don't know. The beaches are packed. You know, people are taking vacations. It's just a good time. Teachers like get to get out of school and just actually live a life. Yeah, summer's good. In this season of life, summer represents warmth, vitality, and enjoyment. I mean, think about it. Graduations, weddings, vacations. It's also associated with personal and professional fulfillment. I like to call this the in-between season. Okay, I call it the in-between season because this is the season where everything's good. The plan is planning. Everything's working out the way it should be. You know what I mean? You're not too stressed out, you know, you're not really grieving much, but this is a good time. You're growing, you know, like things just are. Nothing's fucked up. You're not picking up any pieces. Life is just good. What is there to hate about the season? The sun is literally shining down on you. This is the moment to celebrate yourself. We don't do that enough. I remember a time in summer that I will always cherish. It was my 28th birthday, so a couple years ago. And I hate throwing parties. I hate planning. I hate hosting. I hate taking care of people. It's just not my thing. Some people, they're great at it. They can plan it. They can send out the invites. Listen, I'm last minute. I procrastinate. I'm going to sit there and wait for things to happen. I hate it. But this year I was like, you know what? We're in a new place. Let's invite some people over and for my birthday and just, you know, hang out at my place and celebrate. Y'all, when I say that was the best birthday ever, there was just so much love in that room. There was so much joy. And, I was nervous because it's different friend groups, you know, coming together. You never know if they're going to gel, but they did. It was perfect. I couldn't believe it. And I just had the time of my life. It was so fun. And for once, I got to celebrate me. You know, growing up, I really didn't have birthday parties. It's just not something we did at our house, and that's okay. But now that I'm grown and when I have the energy, I can plan to celebrate me. It felt really good. Like farmers, we should also know to protect our crop during the summer. We can celebrate all we want, but we need to prevent the naysayers, the bugs, the intruders from desecrating everything that we have growing, everything that we have that's good right now. Protect your values, personal, professional, familial, whatever it is. Here's some other ways to embrace and grow during the summer season. Stay present and enjoy the moment. In the busyness of life, it's easy to rush to the next goal, but summer is about soaking in the joy of the present moment. Whether it's spending time with loved ones, enjoying a hobby, or simply relishing the fruits of your hard work, it's essential to be mindful. Y'all, you got to celebrate yourself. Okay, be present in it. Sometimes we could be so busy like, okay, what's next? Okay, what's next? Okay, what's next? Take a second. Damn. Why don't we take advantage of this moment that we're in? Because we don't know how much longer we're going to be in it for. Maintain balance. The summer season often brings an abundance of opportunities and energy. True, true, true. But balance is key. It's tempting to take on too much or burn yourself out. Setting healthy boundaries with work, relationships, and personal goals ensures you can sustain this vibrant period. Ooh, that's a good point. Sometimes we're in such a good area in our life, you're like, yeah, I could take that on. Yeah, let me do this and this. Instead of realizing like, hold up, protect your bandwidth. You're gonna get burned out, girl. No one likes burnout. I've been there before. The one I'm chilling, you know, I'm getting my things done. And then I piled things on. But no, we can't do that. We got to take it easy. Share your abundance with others. In this thriving season, you might have more to give, whether it's knowledge, resources, or emotional support. Helping others, mentoring someone, or simply being generous with your time and energy spreads the positivity and strengthens your sense of community. This is a great point. In the past couple of weeks, I've had to tell some of my friends, like, listen, I don't have the bandwidth to chat on the phone right now, you know, or to be an emotional support. I just can't do that right now, you know, because I don't have it in me. I can't give you what I don't have. And so in the moments where I do have that emotional support to give, I do. It is so, so important to know that when you're in a time of abundance, you can pour into someone else's cup, but you can't pour from an empty cup. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. And we also have to learn not to empty our own cup for other people. That's where we go wrong. Invest in your future. Don't sleep, bro. Just like summer is the time to tend to a garden so it keeps thriving, you should use the energy and success of the season to set yourself up for future growth. Whether it's saving money, learning new skills, or laying the groundwork for future projects, think long term. Don't put too much on your plate, but also this is a time where it's like, you know, let's start investing in the future. Like me, I was like, okay, I'm in a summertime right now. I got enough money to pay this entire school loan off. Let's do it. Boom. Be open to new experiences. Summer is a time of high energy, so take advantage of the opportunities that come your way, whether it's traveling, starting a new project, or exploring a hobby. Say yes and more often to the things that bring you excitement and joy. Summer is when I take a vacation, okay? Me and Audrey are out there during the summer somewhere in the world. That's my me time. That's when I am open to new experiences. What country are we going to this time, huh? We're going to Asia? Bet. We're going to Africa again? Bet. Where are we going? I mean, who doesn't take a vacation during the summer? Even if it's just, you know, in your own hometown. Even if it's just a home. Take a vacation. Needless to say, I love this season. I truly do. And I hope you're able to embrace when things are good. When things are good, you can have, you know, time to have so much gratitude. You have time to pour into people a little bit more. You have time to just celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself and celebrate the next phases of life. So y'all, no matter what season you're in right now, you know, blossoming in spring, thriving in summer, going through the transitions of autumn, or hunkering down in winter, this is all your own personal journey. Each season has its lessons, its challenges, and its opportunity. But the key is to remember where you are, be patient with yourself and gentle with yourself, and know that just like those seasons, life is ever evolving. You're not stuck, babes. You're in motion. So remember to reflect, celebrate, and prepare for the next season, whatever that may be for you. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Remember, the journey is ongoing and you can thrive in any season. Remember what Jim Rohn said, don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. So until next time, y'all, keep growing and keep shining. Hey there, one more thing before you go. First, thank you so much for watching and listening. You didn't have to. You could have done literally anything else with your time. So I am so appreciative. Number two, if you liked what you heard or you resonated with anything, please like, comment, subscribe. Do all the things. All the links will be in the show notes so we can continue exploring this wild, weird, wacky, and awesomely wonderful world outside of work. In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights and cups of coffee, in inches, in miles and laughter and strife, in 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year?